This podcast is part of E2C Network, where we share the whole Auburn experience.
We're Eagle Auburn fans, and welcome to Tiger Tracks, your source for Auburn track and field and cross-country news and discussion. I'm your host, Jessica Loomis, and I'm here with my husband, Kyle, to discuss the North Alabama Showcase Meet, which was held in Huntsville, Alabama on September 16th.
You know, Jessica, what sticks out to me? For being a cross-country team, we don't really travel across the country all that much for different meets. I mean, we literally went, 100 miles north from Oxford to Huntsville?
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
You're not good at distances, though, are you? Well, you're good at running distances.
Okay, whoa. Shots fired. Like,
I'm just being honest.
10 seconds into the podcast. Listen. What does that have to do with anything? You're not good at time management, so we're just going to talk about things we're bad at?
Apparently. Wow. I didn't know I was going to open up that sore of a spot there on you.
Well, yeah.
You're good at running the distances.
Anywho. Just not engaging the distances. So, they went to Huntsville.
They did absolutely went to Huntsville. Not very cross country, though.
Kyle, do you know why they specifically went to this meet?
I would have to assume that with the great job our coaches do in planning things out, that there's a specific reason behind it.
There is. Ding, ding, ding. I will tell you. It is, because this is the same course that will be the site of the NCAA regionals later this season.
And this is typically something we've seen not just here, but we've seen it with track and field as well. But we've also seen like other sports, like Bruce Pearl last year took us to the arena that the SEC tournament would actually be held in. So this is very smart scheduling. I would assume it was intentional, but
And it's obviously a little bit different, not taking anything away from our wonderful basketball team and coach, but it's obviously a little bit different in cross country where every course is different. Every basketball court is the same. There are regulations.
Now I'm going to fight on, with hang, you.
Listen,
now
I'm listen, fight listen to what you. I'm saying. Every court is the same. Because there are regulations that the court has to be. The stadium itself, the Coliseum, the whatever, the chairs, those can all vary. But the height of the basketball goal, where the free throw line is, where the out line is,
no,
all those are the same.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
No, you're right, but you're also wrong.
No,
too.
I'm not wrong.
This is not the Inside the Jungle show. This is not a basketball segment.
Bring me on Inside the Jungle. I'm ready.
You got to talk to Chandler and Jace about that.
Oh, so. I don't want to be on with them. They're too basketball-y. They know things.
What a start to a podcast. Oh, my gosh.
So, again, here we are. I think it was really smart of Coach Kent to take them there to get them used to this course, because this course is very specifically designed for cross-country meets. This isn't like where they go to some meets and they run on a golf course or run on some other, you know, purposed place. This was specifically designed. It's got a 10-meter wide start on the grass course. Two of my favorite things. Large starting areas, and it's not an immediate 10-meter wide start that immediately goes down to 1 meter in half a mile. It was a pretty wide start for a long time, and a grass course. Grass is like the perfect cross-country meet terrain. It's not my favorite terrain, but perfect in the sense that it is spongy, it is not concrete, it is actual cross-country terrain.
The level of analysis that just went into that was amazing, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I did not think you could take it to that many levels. But I'm just...
How many years have we been doing this podcast?
You continue to amaze me. That was a compliment.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're still not good at distances, though, but in sweat, you know, it is.
You're still not good at time management, so here we are. So, again, another thing about this meet. So, it is in Huntsville, which does have quite a few hills and mountains, if we can call the mountains of Alabama mountains.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's...
It's our version
of mountains, right? It's the beginning of the Appalachians.
So, however, this course was mostly flat. Not completely. But mostly, which obviously bodes really well for PRs. So it's a great, great option for our team. It also was a looped course. Again, not my favorite. I will not go on that soapbox again. But if you listen to our old podcast, you'll hear about my rage for looped courses. However, for this, it works really well because it can become both an 8K and a 5K course.
Hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to get you started on anything else tonight. So no, we'll leave looped courses
I'm too
alone.
Cranked already. So why don't you hit us off with this coach quote?
Yes. Hey, you're not good at distances and you can't talk either.
Or read.
Coach Aaron Kent stated that he was happy to have the whole cross country team together for this particular meet. He said, "We rested some of our older runners and got them a little extra training this week." And I noted that too when I saw like the story come out about how they performed, how many different runners were in this thing, you know. And we saw a lot of new faces last week introducing, yeah, but even more getting into the mix this time around.
Which is it's a really smart coaching decision too, to rest your older runners to prepare them for a longer season, meaning that they will go to regionals and potentially nationals. So really excited to have the team together. So for this meet, we had 20 Auburn competitors, 11 men and 9 women.
Pretty evenly balanced there. And you know,
math is hard.
11 and 9?
11 and 9. 10 and 10 would be evenly balanced.
It's about... Okay, now we're nitpicking. So okay. If I had said it was evenly balanced and you said 12 and 3, then yes, you can call me out on this. What is this?
Why don't you start us off with the men's results?
All right, the men's results. Sixth place overall out of 37 teams with a score of 221 points as a team. Again, they ran that 8K against 360 athletes who competed in this. Now, we'll run through all of these different finishers here. The first five are going to be the scorers, as they always are.
I am so proud of you. Great job.
I do learn. I do listen from time to time. Oh, that was great. While, you know. All right, let's start off right at the top. Leading the way for us, Ryan Kinane, the senior, which you always like to see, finishing eighth overall with a PR, ding, 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 for Jessica. She loves PRs, with a time of 23 minutes 58.82 seconds. Right behind him, we had Carson Bedix, the sophomore, finishing in 24 minutes 30.01 seconds. Cooper Atkins, another sophomore, finished in 24 minutes 34.62 seconds. And then Louis O'Loughlin, is that how you would say that?
Sounds good.
I think I did that right. Sophomore again, finished in 24 minutes 41.91 seconds. And our last score, Joseph Perry. Did we talk about Joseph last week?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. A freshman, 24 minutes 50.59 seconds. So those are your scores for the Tigers. What sticks out to you there?
Well, obviously, we've got a significant group of sophomores.
Yep.
That core group that placed second, third, and fourth for Auburn were all sophomores, and they're pretty close together in time. 11 seconds separate Carson and Lewis. So I think that's really impressive.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, obviously you want to see your senior Ryan Kinane, you know, leading the way. That's a big thing as well, but it's also nice to see new faces in there as well. All right, let's keep moving on. We'll talk about everybody else who competed and had times here just so that we can round everything out nicely. A lot of new names, but some familiar names too here. Isaiah Billingsley, freshman, finished 120th, 25 minutes, 23.17 seconds. Benson Atkins, obviously we've got a lot of family ties in this group we talked about last week. Sophomore, finished 133rd in 25 minutes, 32.75 seconds. Dustin Lewis, sophomore again, finished in 137th, 25 minutes, 36.14 seconds. Ethan Snyder, the freshman, finished in 139th in 25 minutes, 38.98 seconds. Whew, almost done. Mark Foster, the sophomore, again, apparently this is a team of sophomores, finished in 151st place with a time of 25 minutes, 51.14 seconds. And finally, Trey Hunt, the freshman, finished in 194th in 26 minutes, 30.55 seconds.
So a couple things to point out here. So within, 2.5 minutes, not even a full 3 minutes, we had every male finisher.
Yep.
Finish.
Yep.
And everybody finished in the top 200, which out of almost 400 runners, that's really impressive to have all 11 Auburn men finish that high.
And I think that's a good way to break it down for everybody who's maybe not a professional at understanding this sport and just trying to kind of scope in that big of numbers, 337. That's a big thing to have everybody up in that part of the group there is a really big thing. What I'm encouraged by, and you know, I always look to the future, even if we're focused on the current season. I see a really strong group that can grow together and learn together on that back group here that didn't score, the sophomores and the freshmen. So maybe in 2 years' time, we're talking about a group of seniors and juniors that are really lighting it up as they grow in their college careers.
Absolutely. So moving on to the women, so they had actually a few more athletes compete in their race. So they had 384 versus the 360 that the men had. So the women placed fourth overall out of 39 teams, fourth place finish with 125 points. That is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And they ran a 5K. So the men ran the 8K, women ran the 5K. So our first Auburn finisher was Jean
Kotze. Kotze? I would say Kotze, maybe. Apologies if it's mispronounced.
We're going to go with that. So Jean finished sixth overall with a time of 16 minutes, 42.76 seconds.
Impressive.
Very impressive time. Followed up by Samantha Rogers finishing 11th in 16 minutes, 57.76 seconds. Another familiar name to us, Hallie Porterfield, the sophomore, finishing 15th in 17 minutes, 1.01 seconds. Mm-hmm. Hannah Tarwater, a senior, finishing 36th in 17 minutes, 45.71 seconds. And our final Auburn scorer was Sarah Pacer, the senior, finishing 60th in 18 minutes, 6.86 seconds.
It's always interesting to see how the men's and women's team differ just in various things, you know, whether it's the distances and things like that. But it feels like we go through cycles where maybe the men have more upperclassmen leadership or more experience, and at least here as part of the Auburn cross country team. This is the case with the women here. We've been talking about Samantha, Hallie, Hannah, Sarah for a while now. Yeah. And then you got Jean, out of nowhere.
Just comes to Auburn this year and absolutely kills it. And that's one of my favorite things to see.
And let me ask the question, a dumb question probably. You got the top time for Auburn women, 16:42. And then Samantha Rogers is 16:57. Is that a pretty significant distance between the two right there?
For a 5K, it can be.
Okay.
So obviously, as the distance gets shorter, mm-hmm. the amount of seconds between it greatly matters.
Right.
Right? So if the distance was longer, it wouldn't feel as significant.
Right.
But because it is a short distance, it's just like when you run the 100 meter in track and field. If you've got somebody running it in 10 seconds versus somebody in 12 seconds, that is really significant.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. It wasn't like the most significant spread, but
it
was
enough.
It's
not the most, but it is enough that there's probably not a way that Samantha could have caught her and beaten her. Mm-hmm. However, it was that line of sight. Because
right.
it was a flat course, it doesn't look like there were a lot of hills from the videos that I saw.
Yeah.
Samantha could probably see Jean the whole time, which is great.
And the last thing that I would point out from this, and this is something I'm learning from you throughout this whole process of doing this, is particularly that, you know, you want to see at least somebody running together a lot.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of spread amongst the top five. It's not a bad thing, but you sometimes do want to see that happening a little bit.
It's neither bad nor good.
Right.
Like it's kind of one of those things, if it's happenstance that you have runners who are on that same competitive level,
right.
That's awesome. So you've got Hallie, Samantha, and Jean that were literally finishing within 19 seconds of each other. So they are close enough that they can train together and compete roughly together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the other two for the top five, but really the other three that I see, Hannah, Sarah, and Hannah Thus, who we'll talk about in a second, who finish within another 22 seconds of each other. And especially Sarah Pacer and Hannah Thus finishing 1 second difference. So obviously they ran together, at least at the end.
Yeah.
So that's always a benefit too, is kind of having that running partner that even if you are not side by side on the course, you've got something to look forward to. And that is always the goal, is don't ever look behind you, look ahead and look who is ahead of you.
I feel like that's some kind of philosophical, you know, saying right there.
There's a lot of philosophical sayings about running. Running is really as much mental as it is physical, right? So always look ahead, never look behind you.
Wow, my goodness. Somebody put that on a poster right now.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's probably on one of those posters that you saw in chemistry class with a cat on it. You all know in high school chemistry.
Hold on. The only person that puts cats on anything in their mind's eye is you.
No, all of my science teachers had cats in their rooms. And I don't know if that's more to be said about cats or my science teachers.
That says a lot about your science programs.
That's true. Okay, so moving on. So the sixth place finisher for Auburn was Hannah Thus, the sophomore. She finished in 61st place in 18 minutes, 7.87 seconds. Haley Marston, a freshman, finished in 158th place in 18 minutes, 55.8 seconds. Kaylee Holden, the freshman, finished in 175th in 19 minutes, 4.98 seconds. And finally, Brecken Gold, a freshman, finished 188th place in 19 minutes, 16.08 seconds.
So not a huge surprise there. A lot of the younger talent is on, you know, the back end in terms of how they finished. But that's obviously what you expect to see them grow and change. Yeah,
still, and out of 384 athletes, they were in more than the top half for all of Auburn's athletes, men and women. And I think that is right there is super impressive in and of itself. Yep. The other thing to me that's really impressive is if you look, so, you know, we talked about it's really important to be the top five for scoring purposes. Guess who's really important too? Number six. Number six is always important. And this is kind of in that team sport. You have to have that self-awareness. Know your role. If you're number six, be proud of being number six, because you never know when somebody in the top five is going to sprain an ankle, fall down a hill, anything, not be able to compete that meet. Because being six, you're automatically then in the top five.
It's kind of like how your backup quarterback needs to be ready at any moment.
Okay, well, we don't need to be talking about that. There are some hurt feelings.
But I like the point stands that, yes, you need to be ready at a moment's notice to step up into the occasion. Or just
that's it. You know. Just because you are not the top five this meet doesn't mean that you won't be top five next meet or the next. It is just so important that, you know, we always think cross country is an individual sport. And yes, it kind of is. 50% individual, 50% team.
That's a good way to look at it.
All right. So that is it. I have talked y'all's ear off about a lot of different things this week.
Except knowing how long something is, like distance wise. we've made that clear this
Actually,
podcast.
Actually, I never said that. You did. But anyway.
I just want to reiterate that I've had experience with you in distances.
So Auburn doesn't go to another cross country meet until Saturday, October 1st.
We're going back in time now?
Remember how I said, look ahead, don't look back?
I'm
going back.
Way back, honey.
Apparently the fall has not been good to me. So, like I said, October 1st, Auburn goes to Louisville, Kentucky. So, that's a little more cross country.
And look what they compete in. Louisville, Kentucky in the Lou Cross Country Classic.
Live in Lou.
Well, it would be helpful if I read the entire thing.
It would be. Reading is fundamental, but also the word live or live could be either. So it's either live in Lou Cross Country Classic or live in Lou Cross Country Classic.
I'm going to bet it's live in Lou. That's
what kind of morbid if it's live.
Yeah. Why? Live. Like we're here live. Dead? It's like we're here live in the studio for Tiger Tracks. Wow.
I was thinking like you're alive, not dead.
Y'all can't see it, but I'm doing the whole over the head thing for Jessica right now, where it just flew right past her beautiful head.
You know, here we are. So this has been our craziest podcast yet this year. So Kyle, thanks for talking cross country with me. Look forward to it again after October 1st. War Eagle.
Always a pleasure. War Eagle. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on the E2C Network. On your way out, I want to remind you to stop by E2CNetwork.com. It's your one-stop shop for all our content across our podcast, YouTube channel, and much more. To stay up to date with us, make sure you're following social media accounts such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. While our content here may always be Auburn sports heavy, if it's orange and blue, it's what we do. War Eagle.